Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
A Washington State University research team has developed a drug delivery system using curcumin, the main ingredient in the spice turmeric, that successfully inhibits bone cancer cells while promoting growth of healthy bone cells. The work could lead to better post-operative treatments for people with osteosarcoma, the second most prevalent cause of cancer death in children. Young patients with bone cancer are often treated with high doses of chemotherapy before and after surgery, many of which have harmful side effects. Researchers would like to develop a gentler treatment option, especially after surgery when patients are trying to recover from bone damage, at the same time that they are taking harsh drugs to suppress tumour growth. Turmeric has been used in cooking and as a medicine for centuries in Asian countries. It is an active ingredient. Curcumin has been shown to have antioxidant, anti-inflammatory and bone-building capabilities. It has also been shown to prevent various forms of cancers. Researchers want to know the beneficial effects of these natural compounds. Natural biomolecules derived from these plant-based products are inexpensive and a safer alternative to synthetic drugs. However, when taken orally as medicine, the compound can't be absorbed well into the body. It is metabolized and eliminated too quickly. In their study, the researchers used 3D printing to build support scaffolds out of calcium phosphate. Whilst most implants were currently made of metal, such ceramic scaffolds, which are more like real bone, could somehow be used as a graft material after bone cancer surgery. The researchers incorporated curcumin encapsulated in a vesicle of fat molecules into the scaffolds, showing the gradual release of the chemical. This is Alan Beaumont-Hall for HealthWorks and the community, and we'll talk again next week.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health, 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.